Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our Christian flag case continues to ripple across the country. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Liberty Counsel's unanimous victory at the U.S. Supreme Court in our case, Shurtleff versus City of Boston in 2022, where Boston illegally censored Christian viewpoints by denying flying the Christian flag in a public forum open to all applicants, continues to ripple and have a significant impact across the country, particularly during the month of June, but in other ways as well.
Yeah, I'm seeing, as you mentioned, June, because we know certain flags tend to go up. But after 2 years, we're seeing certain policies in these cities and towns continue to be changed because of our victory in the Shurtleff case. For example, we've got in Clearwater, Florida, that mayor stated that the city will continue to host these so-called pride events and a proclamation for the month, but they have ended the practice of switching out the city flag at the downtown municipal services building. The mayor said that it could create a, quote, slippery slope with the city making judgment calls on groups that may ask for the gesture in the future.
Yeah, you know, these flagpoles really should not be flying these political-based flags. The flagpoles are for flags of the United States, flags of the state. Those are really the flags that need to be flying on these flagpoles in front of the government buildings.
Oh, the state flag, the city flags, the POW-MIA flags.
I mean, even the POW-MIA flag, I don't have a problem with it.
No.
But it's a political flag as well. I mean, it is.
I hadn't thought about that.
It is a political flag, but it's not really thought about in that way. These are prisoners of war, or the POWs. These are people we are remembering, that actually served the United States. So it's really in a different category. I don't think that by just having a POW flag, the forum necessarily is open to all other things. But really, flagpoles should be just for the flag of the nation or the state or the city, you know, because sometimes cities have their own flags as well. Mm-hmm. Government flags. Government flags ought to be on the government flagpoles. But in cases where these governments start hosting these other flags, like the pride flag, so-called, or now even the transgender flag, they're opening up themselves for others to request access to that same forum, because those are not government-related flags. They're opening themselves up, and that's what happened in Boston. Boston had a public forum in the plaza of City Hall, and you could use that forum by application. They had a wide variety of people that would be able to use that for different viewpoints.
And they specifically called it a public forum.
They called it a public forum, and then they also had a flagpole, one of their flagpoles, that they would actually take down one of their flags when a private citizen or group would apply to fly their own flag for a temporary period of time. And for 12 years, they had 284 applications. They approved every single one. Mm-hmm. But in Hal Shurtleff's case, they denied his flag, not because of the flag itself, but because of the application where he referred to it as a Christian flag. So it was his viewpoint on the flag. So if Hal Shurtleff considered that flag to be Christian, then he could not fly it. But if he would change the word on the application to something that's non-religious, Camp Constitution flag or whatever, then he would fly it.
But that word Christian triggered him.
It was the word Christian that triggered it. And so that is the case that went up to the U.S. Supreme Court, and we won that case 9-0. As a result of that, many of these other cities that have been flying these so-called pride flags, they have backed away from it because they are concerned that flying these so-called pride flags during June, which is very offensive, by the way, to a lot of their citizenry, that can open up the forum for other people. The city council in Hamtramck, Michigan, debated about the LGBTQ plus pride flag, and they decided that they're not going to fly it. The council voted to display only five flags, the American flag, the Michigan flag, and the countries of immigrant residents. In Downey, California, the city council voted 3-2 to adopt a neutral flag policy, allowing only the United States flag, the state flag, and the city flag, and the POW/MIA flag.
And you know, Huntington Beach, California had previously flown the rainbow flag during the month of June during the last 2 years, but voters approved a measure that restricts all non-government flags from being flown on city property and only allows the American flag, the state of California flag, the county of Orange County flag, the city of Huntington Beach, the POW/MIA flag, and the six armed forces flags, and the Olympic flag during the Summer Olympic Games.
Yeah, those are clearly not opening up the forum there. Those are specific flags related to government events.
That's their boundaries,
yeah. Mayor Randy Taylor of Salisbury, Maryland, decided against the city taking part in raising a rainbow flag at an annual tradition marking the start of June. He stated the decision was based on being fair and transparent. He said neutrality is not to be interpreted as anything else but simply that being neutral. In Boonton, New Jersey, the city council recently approved an ordinance that significantly restricts the types of flags permitted to fly over municipal property. Under the new rules, only the American flag, the state and county flags, and military flags or prisoner of war, missing in action flags are allowed.
And also the city council in Dover, New Jersey, also recently voted to restrict flags on city property to just the U.S. flag, the state and POW/MIA flags. And that Major James Dodd stated the city wanted to avoid having to pick and choose which community organizations would be permitted to fly flags above town hall.
Yeah, and Enfield, Connecticut, the town council voted 6-5 last January to only allow the American flag, Connecticut flag, the POW/MIA flag, and military branch flags. The interim town's attorney, Tom Tyler, said the decision protects the town from unnecessary lawsuits from organizations or individuals wanting to fly flags on town-owned property and forbids town flagpoles from being used as public forums of free speech. Well, the city of, these cities are really having to pay attention to our case, Shirtlift versus City of Boston. So there are fewer so-called pride flags being flown this month of June.
And you know, you need to pay attention. I remember I was running around the lake where I live, and one day, and it wasn't even during June, there's a large American flag that flies there. Well, one day this rainbow flag ended up underneath the American flag, and I was like, interesting. So I took pictures of it, put it on social media, and tagged the mayor, and I said, where can I apply to fly the Christian flag? And you know what? That rainbow flag disappeared.
I bet it disappeared.
But it just takes somebody speaking up, you know?
Yeah, so if you see something like that flying in your city, do the same thing. Contact us as well. Mm-hmm. I did a media interview the other day in Nashua, New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And they have a flag policy that actually still opens up the forum, although they say they're not opening the forum. But citizens can apply to fly their flags. And the city of Nashua said that they will allow them as long as they are agreeable with the city's speech, with the city's message. But they don't say what the message is. So somebody wanted to fly the Bunker Hill flag, and they denied it and said that that's not consistent with the city's message. Well, the Bunker Hill flag is virtually identical to the Christian flag. It has the cross in it, just like the Christian flag. The Christian flag is white. This one is blue. So mm-hmm. It has a reversed color scheme. If you put them side by side, they look identical other than the reverse color scheme. And the Bunker Hill flag actually has the pine tree, which is very appropriate for Nashua, New Hampshire, because it goes back to history, that pine tree in that particular area of the city. Mm. But they denied it. My interview with the media source is that they are engaging in unconstitutional viewpoint discrimination based upon their policy.
So they're setting themselves up for a lawsuit,
They're
perhaps.
Setting themselves up for a lawsuit.
Like, and, why would they disagree with that flag? That doesn't make sense.
Who knows?
Yeah.
You know, you got some woke people there that are in the decision-making process. But you know what? If they don't back down, They could pay millions of dollars like what happened in the City of Boston case. It was a very expensive case for the City of Boston. But the precedent not only dealt a blow to some of these pride flags, it was a win for free speech in general, but it also paved the way to overturn this 51-year-old Lemon versus Kurtzman case, which is even a greater impact that we can talk about on another occasion. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/flag.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.